All right, I'm on. Okay. Well, as it's been mentioned, and as those of us who were here last Sunday can confirm, our August theme is Be Blessed. And we are using this theme to help us practice noticing and appreciating life's blessings. In the book, The Art of Abundance, and that's where we've gotten our themes for this year, it tells us this is why the seventh rule or guideline, be blessed, is so important. It invites us to witness the many different ways the principle of abundance operates in our life and in our world. Now, our awareness that we live in an abundant universe that is blessing all of creation all of the time with everything that is needed to live a life of joy, as we become aware of that, it empowers us to create a life that's a joy to live and to feel blessed as we're living it. Now, we witness how blessed we are by making our intention to notice the blessings around us, by looking for a blessing in every situation, in every encounter, and under every condition and circumstance. Because our conviction and our affirmation that there's gotta be a blessing in there somewhere keeps our spirits high and our anticipation positive no matter what may be going on at any given time, and allows the blessing, whatever it is, to reveal itself to us, because a blessing is what we're looking for. Now, Eckhart Tolle wrote that acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation of all abundance. Acknowledging the good that is already in our life makes its presence in our life more obvious to us. Acknowledging that good is present right where we are, that it's here and it's now, makes it easier for us to say, and it's there, when in whatever situation may be occurring, because we know that it's present in our life. Pardon me while I fix my mic. There we go. Better? All right. I'll try not to hiss at you. Acknowledging the good that we already have causes us to be grateful for what we have and the gratitude that we feel. Gratitude is such a powerful thing. It is a high vibration. And as we feel grateful for what we have and the good that we have, it increases the good in our life, because what we focus on increases in our life. Now, every Sunday, in our gratitude song, we sing, I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for what I already have. And it's a wonderful song to sing, and it's a wonderful way to feel. But so many of our blessings, the ones we already have, go unsung, so to speak, by us, because they're overlooked. They go unnoticed and unacknowledged by us, because the blessings that we already have feel so natural. They're so quietly present and flow so easily in our life that they almost seem routine. It's almost as if we want our blessings to shout at us to get our attention, to come into our life with bells and whistles like we've won a jackpot in Las Vegas. But the well-known rabbi Harold Kushner, he's a prolific writer, and he's probably best known for the first book he wrote, which is When Bad Things Happen to Good People. But he wrote this in his book, In Celebration of Life. He said, "Can you see the holiness in those things you take for granted? A paved road or a washing machine? If you concentrate on finding what is good in every situation, you will discover that your life will suddenly be filled with gratitude and a feeling that nurtures the soul." When we accentuate the obvious, the routine becomes a holy revelation. The ordinary becomes extraordinary, and the mundane becomes miraculous. When we feel blessed just to be able to wash our clothes, when we greet the everyday with eyes that just don't see it that way, then our joy-filled energy can light up a room wherever we are as we enter it, no matter what was going on in that room before we got there. Our uplifted attitude of gratitude can be so contagious that others will feel it. And if they choose to, they can feel uplifted as well, no matter what's going on in their life. And that feeling is healing. There's power in feeling the uplifted energy of gratitude. In fact, the powerful positive energy we emit, even while those around us may be expecting the worst, can positively affect an outcome wherever we are. So, something to consider this morning is how obvious are our blessings this morning? We're grateful for what we have. What readily comes to mind? Just take a minute and see what just pops into your mind. The Art of Abundance asks this: when was the last time you actually paused and gave thanks for your next breath? The very first thing we did when we came into this earth experience was to breathe in. And the very last thing we'll do when we leave here is breathe out. But it's all of those breaths and all of those moments in between those two points of birth and death, that we often take for granted, and they are countless breaths and countless moments. And every breath and every moment is a blessing and a gift. So, just to prove the point, and this is something that is suggested in the Art of Abundance, I'd like to invite us all to take a deep breath and hold it for as long as you can. All right, whether you want to or not, you can exhale. But no, if you've already exhaled and taken in a deep breath, and even now, notice how grateful you are for for that next breath, that the one you were holding wasn't the last one. So feeling gratitude for the next breath. I mean, the very breath that up until that moment we were taking for granted. So often, we go about what we do each day without paying much attention to what we're doing because what we're doing doesn't seem extraordinary. So while we're doing it, our mind takes a trip and is off making other plans, more important plans. And so we're not present with our body. And it goes about doing whatever it's doing without our mind appreciating what it's doing or noticing the minute miracles that it takes for our body to actually move and do anything and for it to be doing whatever it is we're doing. I mean, we may take a shower in the morning and hardly notice the blessing of the warm water on our skin or the fragrance of the soap that's cleansing our body. Because what the heck, it's just a shower. Why make a big deal of it when our mind has much more important things to be thinking about while we're taking our shower, like our to-do list for the day or wondering who's appreciating or not appreciating us now. And we might skip breakfast because we're in a hurry, or we might stop at a drive-thru and grab something and eat it in the car and not even notice the taste of the food or how much of it we're eating. And then we might drive to work or wherever else we may be headed and arrive without any recollection of how we got there or what we experienced along the way, unless something happened that wasn't routine, unless something got our attention, like some driver who got in our way. Because our mind was somewhere else. It was either way behind our car as we were driving, thinking about yesterday or some other day, or it was way ahead of us, way ahead of the car. We're driving, thinking about what might happen in the day ahead. And maybe we have a conversation with someone in our day, and then afterwards, if we even give it any thought at all, we can't remember half of what they said. Because while we're having that conversation, we were also thinking about something else at the very same time, so we were half listening. And then we blame it on our bad memory, rather than our bad habit of being inattentive to the moments of our life. Letting our mind wander is such a habit that we actually don't notice when it's left the building. It's just gone and somewhere else, and we're just going about whatever we appear to be doing. In this rush to get it done world, it's important for us to stop and ask ourselves often throughout the day, what am I doing right now? And where is the blessing here and now? The wonderful philosopher, British philosopher and spiritual teacher, one of my favorites, Alan Watts, said the meaning of life is just to be alive. It is so plain and so obvious and so simple. And yet everybody rushes around in a great panic, as if it were necessary to achieve something beyond themselves. If we want a richer, deeper, more expanded sense of being ourselves, if we want to come alive in each moment because every moment is a blessing and a gift. We need to give full attention to our life as it's happening. We need to notice what we're experiencing in the moment we're experiencing it. We can't live our life in retrospect. We can only live it in the moment it's happening. Now, some of us may be aware of the current Facebook trend, which is everyone seems to be recording themselves live. So you might get a notice that one of your friends is live now. Or if you didn't get it then, you might look and one of your friends was live. Well, all of us are alive now. And the only time we can truly say we were live is when we're not anymore. And then it's too late to appreciate the blessings that this particular incarnation that we're living has to offer us. The way of the heart tells us your life, just as it is unfolding moment to moment, is meant for you. If this is true, and I assure you that it is, the way to God can only be found in your willingness to embrace and live fully the very life that is within you and that unfolds through you with each moment. It is precious. It is extraordinary. It is blessed, and it is given to you of God. This life. It's not going to happen later on. This very life, this very moment is a gift of God right here and now. We're here to experience this earth life to the fullest. If we're not paying attention, we will miss the blessings in this earth life that are meant for us, for this life that we're living. Now, long before the devil got the credit for being in the details, the original idiom or saying was, God is in the details. Every detail of our life is valuable because God is in the details. God is present. Every moment of our life, there's not one moment that we can just throw away. Every moment is blessed by divinity because we are divine. We are living, breathing miracles of creation, created to be all that we can be and more, on and on, expanding forever. Our life is precious. Our life is extraordinary. It is blessed. And it is a gift to us of God. Namaste. All right.